Welcome back to part two of our conversation with Octavio Avila on first generation students.
And that's something that is a real thing, you know, and it's really like feeling that you don't belong, feeling that somehow you're going to be found out, figured out, that in light, and sometimes people use despite of all your successes, accomplishments, and what you've already, you know, tested the feel, that somehow you don't belong in college, that somehow you're going to be figured out, and that voice just weighs on you. And mm-hmm. it's something that, you know, does affect emotionally, the person emotionally, the psyche, and having that second guessing, that second voice of like, you're not good enough, you don't belong here, you know, what are you doing here? That's a real thing that is, again, not because you can be, you know, described as first gen, but it is something that first gen students do tackle. And whether it's that's myself, you know, I have tackled that, and I still tackle many times, you know, as a grown adult. But also many students that I've worked with or that we work with over the years at USC, we used to have a career exploration course specific for first gen students. And the feedback, the testimonials, the qualitative feedback, the survey. I mean, this was one of the first things that came up. It's like, sometimes I feel like I don't belong here. And that's a real thread. And perhaps if you have had a different experience in light of not, you know, having your parents gone to college, and mm-hmm. with that, there's other doors and opportunities that you get exposed to, experiences that are just second nature. And I'll momentarily share some examples with my own children in mm-hmm. which, you know, the lay of the land, you know, about industries and careers and jobs and opportunities and sushi and, mm-hmm. Formalities and how to use all the different utensils and a fancy dining dinner table, for example, you know, all those things that a lot of people who might be first in experience for the very first time, because it's really just the first time they're experiencing it, you know?
Yeah.
So with that sometimes comes like, wow, I don't know this. Maybe I don't belong here. So that's a real threat.
Yeah. And with kind of diving into that of kind of the you don't know what you don't know and the imposter syndrome for you and for our listeners and for whoever, I don't think this, we are labeling this episode and we're focusing in on first generation students, but I think, like you said, it's the unique challenges. People from every background can feel like this. What recommendations or advice would you have for overcoming these challenges of imposter syndrome and you don't know what you don't know and how to kind of these big challenges, how do you recommend students combat them or people combat them?
Yeah. No, there's several things we could dive into. I think one that you're just making me think about is first gen, like many other labels, it's an identifier. It's a label. It's a description.
Yes.
You're not defined by it.
Yes.
You know, and I think that's of critical importance because, you know, and just my personal thoughts or thoughts about descriptors or labels is like, look, they shouldn't be meant to define people or constrict people.
Yep.
You know, it may help describe an experience, it's individually collective, but I think one of the dangers there to overcome some of these challenges is like, look, in light of being first gen, in light of it maybe describing collective experiences, do your utmost to not be defined by it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are, lack of a better word, goods, but there are some inherent negatives with that as well. And that goes for any label,
yep.
for example. You know, so, you know, you define the experience, you define yourself. The label, the descriptor does not define you. So I think that's one way of combating some of the slippery slope challenges of that.
Yeah, and something really quick. I feel like sometimes when we talk about these labels, these descriptors, I don't know, it happens to me all the time. We feel like you can only have a single or a couple or two or three labels. No, whatever descriptors you have in your life, you are a multifaceted person.
Yes.
You might be first gen, but you could also be in STEM or an artist or a million other things. And so take those experiences and as much as possible turn them into a positive. Sorry to interrupt you. I just wanted
No, that's a great example, because in light of being first gen, I'm also a scientist. Yeah. And I'm also a musician, and I'm also a caretaker, and mm-hmm. I'm also a intern at such and such, you know, all these different kind of like identifiers or identities that you navigate and withhold, you know, are just the sum of all the parts that make you who you are, you know? What I was going to say a little bit earlier, like the other things, you know, and you hear this more so in the literature, research, academe, you know, going back to you don't know what you don't know. And often what you don't know, we could call that cultural capital, you know. Yep. Cultural capital is what you know, what you don't yep. know, as well as social capital is who you know, who knows mm-hmm. you. So as first gen individuals who are now living out their experience in a collegiate university setting, you know, who do not let the label define them, you know, the two other things that sometimes describes the experience is like not knowing things. It's like, okay, well, guess what? Embrace your education, mm-hmm. embrace your majors, your core curriculum, the requirements, the minors, the electives, the people, the experience, the opportunities to learn the things that you want to learn the things that you know and know them better, and to learn the things that you don't know. Yep. And thus, you know, obtaining, developing that cultural capital that sometimes is you just don't have it because it's the first time you're experiencing something, you know?
Please join us for part 3 of our conversation with Octavio Avila on first-generation students.